Welcome to the Owner to Owner podcast with your host, Jesse Tyler, part of the EO Podcast Network.
I'm Jesse Tyler. I am fascinated by the owner experience and culture. I've been an owner at Hypertherm Incorporated based in New Hampshire. That is 1,900 global associates strong. I'm very excited today to have three guests. I'm excited to have Sam Todd here as one of the guests. Sam is the Health, Safety, Environment, and Transportation Coordinator, an Igniter, inside-outside sales, purchasing, and receiving, and Sam wears many other hats. Sam facilitates safety orientation for all new hires, promotes ESOP awareness and pride with current and new employees, and works on sales both inside and outside of the office, and much, much more. Welcome aboard, Sam. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jesse.
How long have you been an owner?
I have been an employee owner for 10 years as of last Sunday.
Well, congratulations on the milestone. Well,
Thank you.
Thanks for joining the conversation. I'd like to welcome Kason Farmer. He is a shear, press, brake, and burn table operator and community outreach subcommittee chairman for the ownership team. The community outreach is part of the Igniters, and they are passionate owners that gather to discuss and implement community outreach activities such as food drives, blood drives, trash pickup, community volunteering opportunities, and more. It's one of the ways they deliver their company values from Pacific Steel and guide the rest of the owners to do the same. Thanks for being here with us, Kason.
Yeah.
And then our third guest is Brittany Balls. Brittany is the operations supervisor for the steel leveling line. Brittany handles day-to-day operations from inventory management, production scheduling, to team building, and leadership development. Brittany also oversees the safety department for their branch. Brittany has been an employee owner for 4 years now and is excited to be 60% vested. Welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me, Jesse.
So what I'd like to do is start our conversation, and Brittany, we'll start with you. Within ownership, there can be all kinds of different thoughts and reactions to what ownership means. So I do want to start with a big question. What does ownership mean to you?
The one word that comes to my mind when I think of ownership is pride. So I have a team that's out there producing the material, and I see our name connected with that material and that pride that comes with it and how it goes to our customers. And one thing that we like to say to each other here is make the next person look good. And that's part of the pride that we have, because we want to make our other branches look good. We want to make them look good to their customers. So that's a big thing that ownership means to me, is pride.
Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that. Kason, what does ownership mean to you?
Ownership, it's more of a literal sense to me. It's taking responsibility for the welfare of my company and fellow owners. Every decision that I make does affect everybody. I take a lot of pride in our company.
Thank you for that. Sam, what does ownership mean to you?
I need to mimic something that both Brittany and Kason touched on. It is pride, but this is my family. I'm not just talking about my husband and my kids. I'm talking about Brittany and her boys. That's my family. Kason and his upcoming new baby, you know, that's my family. Whatever I do here affects everything company-wide. We've got multiple branches in 9 states and 1 Canadian province. And if somebody from Spokane called me and said, Sam, I need help, you know what? I'm there. That's ownership. This is our family. That's what we do. That's what makes us great.
Well, thank you for sharing that from the three of you. So I'd like to take what Sam just said and just take that a little bit farther. So for Brittany, I'll start with you again. How do you describe the experience of ownership? There's a lot of content out there on the internet. There are a lot of great podcasts that talk about structure and transition and guidelines. Really interested in how your personal experience, there's a lot of we when it comes to ownership. We do this, we watch each other's back, we are a family. And so what I really want to look into is you, each of you individually, starting with Brittany, how do you describe your ownership experience? How do you talk about ownership to friends and family or even customers?
The way I talk about ownership is we have the ability to make a difference. It's, we have a voice. We're all our own little mini CEOs within the company. We have the ability to make the change. If we see something that we can improve on, we have that voice. So there's still obviously the levels that you need to go through to make approvals and things like that. But having that employee ownership, we have the chance to make those suggestions because we are the owners. You know, we work in it every day. We're out there on the front line. We have that pride that I spoke on, and we see what we can do to make the change. We make that change. I compare it a lot to like the little mom and pop shop on the corner. You know, they see something, they make the change, they make things better, and then they grow. You know, like Walmart way back in the day started that little mom and pop shop, and they just kept making those changes and make things better. We just have hundreds of little CEOs running around that can make us even better. So that's the way I describe it to friends, family, coworkers I see, new people that come in. You know, we all have that ability to make the change.
That's great. Thank you very much for sharing that. Kaysen, how do you describe your ownership experience? How do you talk about ownership to family, friends, and customers?
So for me, it kind of goes back to servant leadership. I have the opportunity to affect change, not just in my whole department, not just at my brand, but everywhere in the company. You know, it's a very small job feel. And I truly do feel like everything that I do does matter. When it comes to servant leadership, when you change the doors open and success flops through it. So I really do appreciate the fact that Pacific embraces this and encourages this. The best that I can tell at every branch that I've been to, the boss that I've worked for has embraced this culture. And I think it shows.
Thank you for sharing that. Sam, how do you describe your individual ownership experience? How do you talk about ownership with friends and family or customers?
So when I talk about my employee ownership, what it means to me to anyone, I just let them know that it's kind of along the same lines as when we do our safety orientation. Our safety motto is see something, say something, and do something. I ask any new employee owner during the safety and new hire orientation to tell me anything that they see that they think that we could do better at. Fresh eyes are always amazing, but the entire company is open to any idea of, hey, we might want to change the flow of the traffic, you know, make it safer for the customers. And if you've only been at work for 5 hours, you know what? I'm still going to look at it because that's employee ownership, whether you've been here for 2 minutes or you've been here for 20 years. And I tell everybody that this is the most amazing place that I've ever worked because they actually listen to their employees and take into consideration any idea or opportunity to change and make us better. I've never worked anywhere that's offered that.
Well, to repeat back the word that Brittany started with is pride. I think that, Sam, as you speak, it's a great statement of Pacific Steel pride in your statement. I really appreciate that. Thank you for sharing that. So as we look, as all of us are looking for new employees to join us, it's very challenging right now to find enough and find the right employees. You go through that process. You have a new co-owner or co-owner to be, you have a new coworker. They've never experienced ownership. Brittany, how do you help new coworkers understand ownership?
The way we help new employee owners understand ownership is we put them out there and we show them our product. We say, would you buy this? The quality of this, would you want to buy this from the store? We show them all the defects that we see and everything. And how can we make this better? This is your name going on, right? You're part of it. You're an employee owner. Would you be prideful purchasing this item if it were you, you know? And that brings to light, you know, that, wow, we are a part of this. You know, we're a team. We have to make sure that we have that really good quality going to our customers because, again, that's our name going on it. And we like to do that. Another thing we like to do here is we share financials. Even the guys out on our floor, we share that with them because they make a difference of it. You know, if we leave doors open and we're heating the outside, that's out of our pocket. You know, being employee owners, we share those financials with them. We have safety meetings every month where I actually include that information into our safety meeting just to share with our crew. Like, this is what you're doing. Even though your operations, you're still affecting it. We can make these differences. When we do our repairs on our equipment, you know, we share it costs this much to do this. We want to take care of our equipment. We want to take care of our tools. When we break it, we have to buy it. It's out of our pocket. So that's how we bring that to light for our new employee owners that come in is this is your business. You are an owner. We all pay for it. You're a part of that.
That's great with the examples. Thank you very much, Brittany. Kaysen, How do you help new owners understand ownership?
I think being not in a leadership role, right? You know, that's not my title per se. For new owners coming in, they're not really used to not being just a number. So seeing me just being the press and burn table operator, actually care about what's going on in the branch, speaking up, essentially leading by example, really goes a long way. I think, you know, touching back on what Brittany was saying, transparency, operational transparency, at least for me, went a very long way. I get to see the numbers. I get to see measurable metrics based on the work that I have performed and in turn our team has performed and how it directly affects our bottom line and our ESOP. You know, the ESOP buy-in really is the most important key that sets us apart from other company structures. And, you know, buy-in is much more than just our retirement, right? We spend 8 to 10 to 12 hours a day, Monday through Friday, sometimes weekends with this family. And I think it's very important to recognize that and, you know, to act accordingly. I think the biggest thing that we can do as employee owners to impact new employee owners is to lead by example. Just live your values, man. You know, show your passion in everything that you do. And I think the rest really kind of takes care of itself.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. This question for you comes from often ESOPs. The structure can, in my opinion, can sort of take over the conversation. Yes, it's a retirement vehicle. But what I find endlessly fascinating is what's the daily experience? What does it feel like when you go home? Good day or bad as an owner? Is that different than when you may have worked for a publicly traded company or a private company? And that's really what's driving these questions for all of you and will drive the questions in the podcast going forward. But what is that experience? Because it can't just be this level of energy that the three of you have already shared cannot be just from having a really cool retirement plan. There's so much more to it. So I really appreciate you bringing your voices to this. Sam, I'd love to get your insights on how you help new co-owners, new employees understand ownership.
So with me doing the orientation, the safety orientation, new hire, paperwork, all of that, I get a little bit more time one-on-one with all of my new hires. So I can implement or try and grow that ownership feeling with them a little bit more. Kind of like Brittany was saying about maintenance. If I've got a truck driver that started and he's like, hey, this truck needs new mud flaps. Perfect. I've got 6 shops here in town that sell mud flaps. Okay, so pretend it's your check. Where are you going to go for the best product for the best dollar amount? I'm not saying going for the cheapest. I'm saying check it out because literally it is your retirement. That is your wallet. That's your checkbook. Think about it that way. And then like Kason had touched on with the hours, there's weeks that I spend more time with my fellow employees, my coworkers, my employee owners than I do with my own family. So that really brings home the ownership that way because it really just makes the company morale a little bit better. You know that I'm doing what I need to do for our company and you're doing what you need to do for our company. When you put it that way, they kind of understand it a little bit more. It makes it easier to explain than just say, hey, you're an employee owner. Good for you.
So I want to ask a follow-up question and I'll start with you, Sam, with that. How long do you see, in your opinion, how long does it take a new co-owner to get the hang of this ownership thing, this ownership experience? What's your opinion? I see you smiling.
I am smiling just because I do, like you had said in the introduction, I wear so many hats. Kason's worked with me before, so he understands. It literally takes 2 weeks tops, I would say, just because of the orientation and the training and the mentorship that they're getting when they get here. And when they talk to all the supervisors and the non-supervisory positions here, they understand. I've got a man in the warehouse who's been here almost 12 years and he loves it. He's been at retirement age for almost 4 years and won't leave because he loves this family here. He's been here for forever and he won't leave because he loves the family environment here. And he is so ingratiated in the ownership of Pacific. He wants to stay here until he can't work anymore. And having my new employees see that, it literally takes days for them to be to that point.
That's great. Kason, your thoughts, your observations on how long it takes a new co-owner to get the hang of? I'm leaving this wide open on purpose. How long does it take a new co-owner to get the hang of ownership?
I like to believe that if we're doing our job as fellow owners, you know, and I'm not looking at my boss here, I'm not looking at anybody above me, I'm looking at me in the mirror. If we're doing what we need to do and living our values and just being good owners, I think that's so infectious that it really doesn't take too long. You know, to be real, some people it might take upwards of a year. What happens in a year is we get our first ESOP statement, you know, and at the end of the day, you got to respect that because we're all here to make money, right? Support our family and our goals and our dreams. It doesn't truly sink in sometimes until you see your first statement. And it's always very interesting to see people's reactions to their first statement. You know, my first statement, I was like, wow, I can't believe I just fell into this job in Williston, North Dakota. And it's not a job. I came here looking for a job, but it is far from a job. I mean, this is truly a career, and I don't really know any other words to describe it. I think career is pretty lackluster, really. You know, so I would say, again, it varies. It's pretty amazing to see people whenever they get that first statement. It's like, aha, I get it now. Like, this is a big deal. And I don't think there's, at the end of the day, I don't think there's really a replacement for that.
Thank you for the insight. Brittany, how long do you think it takes? How long does it take a new co-owner to kind of get the hang of this ownership thing?
Well, I feel like I'm going to be completely opposite of what Sam and Kate just said. So my branch is probably the youngest vested branch for Pacific Steel. We have 2 employee owners here that are fully vested. Everybody else here is, I've been here 4 years and they're here less than me. So we have a very young crew here, and we don't have that insight that Sam and Kaysen get to see at their locations of all these vested employees that get to have that experience that they share with the rest of our employees. So it's a really different experience that we get here. I think that from what I've seen, our employee owners don't get that mindset until they're at least 2 to 3 years in. I know my own personal experience, you know, when I was here, there was 2 people here that were fully vested, and they were the managers of the facility. You know, everybody else, nobody was vested, and they didn't really talk much about employee ownership besides those 2 that were vested here. And that nobody likes to hear anything coming from the managers. You know, it wasn't the rest of the people sharing that culture. I got on a Pacific just as a job, you know, and 2 years in, I'm like, this is a career. You know, I see like what employee ownership does for me, you know, and that's what it really did for me was when I got that ESOP statement and I was able to see, you know, wow, what they're saying is really, it was real. And now I'm able to share it with the rest of our crew. We're able to get a little bit more voice in our location. But yeah, it's funny to hear the difference between the two, just because they have so much more experience under their belt with so many more people at their branch that has been there for 20, 30 plus years past retirement and don't want to leave. And I'm like, I've got people that most of my crew is under 90 days. They don't understand what employee ownership is yet. And like, we're trying to push it on them. And yeah, it's awesome. This is what's coming for you. And we're still trying to get that experience to them.
That's great. So I appreciate hearing from 2 weeks to 1 year to 2 to 3 years. And all the answers are right when you're talking about a cultural experience and the perspective, the level of tenure, it could be impacted by certainly the age of the new associates. If it helps for your understanding at Hypotherm, when we do the onboard, I run our global onboarding programs. And when we have, we call it launch day, your first day, when you first start, you come for the morning, kind of, I start with ownership and then we do benefits and safety and those other things. We regularly welcome recent high school graduates. So I have some incredibly promising coworkers that are 2 that come to mind that are 18, 1 that's 19 that are starting. This is, as they said, this is their first, you know, air quote, real job and sort of going along. And so it's interesting because how do you talk to somebody in their first official job just out of high school about a retirement program? It's hard to, it can be a challenge to make that highly relevant. Sam, if you could share some insight.
So my newest assistant manager here in Williston, we actually hired him in Sydney when he was 19. So his first 2 years, he basically was not old enough for our ESOP, you have to be 21, right? But he is still with the company. He's now my boss. I did his new hire orientation when he got here. But yeah, that's just the way the game works. Then when you get those younger ones, and if you can light that fire under them, keep them. They'll be amazing employees for you.
That's great. Brittany, what are your thoughts?
Sam, we need to connect later because I've got three of those, are 19 years old, that just started with us. And like, how do I get them engaged? You know, I want to see them be branch manager for a day. So really love to hear how you helped get him to that level to be your boss. That's awesome. So something really cool to hear. And that's because of your passion.
That's great. That's great. Sometimes what helps here is that like for our onboarding, we run a buddy program so that somebody who sort of knows how meetings work and where to park and how things flow and the day can just take a few minutes a day and help somebody new get absorbed. And I've talked to other ESOPs and they basically do the same thing with the ownership so that, you know, for Brittany, if you have some that are newer or waiting to participate and there are some that are fired up outside of the ownership team, there can be somebody that takes them under their wing.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Join us in 2 weeks for part two of my conversation with these amazing employee owners at Pacific Steel. Thank you for listening.
We'd love to hear from you. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at EO Podcast Network. This podcast has been produced by Brett Kiesling for the EO Podcast Network. Production assistance by Victoria Huerta. Original music composed by Max Kiesling. Branding and marketing by Bitsy Plus Design. And I'm Bitsy McCann.